if you're looking to, really level up those workouts or even just sharpen your mind a bit or just feel more energized overall, you've probably heard about creatine. So today we're going to cut through all that hype and dive deep into the science behind this popular supplement, creatine monohydrate.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see why it's generating so much buzz, both for athletes and those kind of seeking those cognitive benefits too.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll get into why it might be especially interesting for you if you're vegan or vegetarian a little bit later.
Definitely, yeah.
But so what I find fascinating is that, a lot of people associate creatine with muscle growth,
Right.
but its benefits, they really seem to extend way beyond the weight room.
They really do. I mean, that's what I find so fascinating about it. It's not just, this like gym bro supplement. It's actually something that, can benefit a lot of different people in a lot of different ways.
Okay, so let's unpack this. What exactly is creatine?
So creatine is a naturally occurring compound. It's found in our bodies, and you can also get it through certain foods, like red meat and fish, for example. And it plays a really crucial role in our body's energy system, specifically in the production of ATP, which is, kind of like the primary fuel, powers our cells.
So it's not like some synthetic concoction or anything.
Not at all. Nope. Like I said, it's produced by our bodies naturally, and it plays a vital role in providing energy for really everything we do, from thinking to running a marathon, you name it, creatine's involved.
I've heard the term phosphocreatine system kind of thrown around. Is that where creatine comes in?
Yeah, exactly. Think of the phosphocreatine system as this reserve tank of energy for your muscles. So when you're doing something really intense, your body's like, woo, burning through that ATP. And that's when creatine phosphate comes in, like, hold on, I got you. It replenishes those ATP stores super fast. So you can keep going, keep that intensity high for a longer time. It's like having that nitrous boost for your workouts, you know what I mean?
So rather than like directly providing energy, creatine's more like it helps your body access and utilize its stored energy more efficiently.
That's a great way to put it. It's about maximizing what you've already got.
That's a game changer, especially for, those high intensity bursts that we've been talking about. But it's not just for athletes, right? There's more to this.
You're absolutely right. It's way beyond just the physical stuff. Studies have actually shown that creatine supplementation can really benefit your brain power too. It can improve your short-term memory and even your reasoning skills, especially for people who don't get a lot of creatine in their diet naturally.
So it's like giving your brain that much needed energy boost. Can you give us like some concrete examples of what those cognitive benefits would look like?
Yeah, for sure. Just imagine, being able to remember things easier or, at work, you have to solve a complex problem. You can approach it with more clarity, more focus. And there's even some early research suggesting potential benefits for age-related cognitive decline. But of course, more research is always needed in those areas. It's still early days.
That's remarkable, though. So we've covered how creatine can boost both physical and cognitive performance, but what about other areas like bone health? I feel like I've heard whispers about that.
You're definitely on the right track. It's an area that needs a lot more research, for sure. But those early studies, they suggest that creatine might actually play a role in supporting bone health, especially as we get older, particularly for like older adults and postmenopausal women. They're at a higher risk of osteoporosis and fractures. So it's a promising area, for sure. We need more research, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
So it's like creatine could like help us keep our bones strong as we age. That's wild. But let's switch gears back to muscle recovery for a sec. I know a lot of athletes, they swear by creatine for this. How exactly does it help?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So beyond just the whole energy production thing, there's research that suggests creatine can actually like enhance muscle protein synthesis. So basically, it's like giving your body the building blocks it needs to repair and build new muscle tissue, more efficiently after those tough workouts.
Makes sense, especially for those really focused on like, gaining muscle and strength. Now, what about some of the I guess lesser known benefits of creatine? I've heard it can like improve insulin sensitivity and even maybe has some anti-aging properties. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you're right. It's like creatine just keeps surprising us with its potential benefits. It's pretty amazing, actually. And you're right. There's some emerging research that suggests it could positively impact insulin sensitivity, which is basically how well your body regulates blood sugar levels. And we all know how important that is, right?
Right.
So this could have some serious implications for metabolic health overall. And who knows, it could even be helpful in managing things like prediabetes down the line. More research is needed, of course, but it's promising stuff.
Wow, that's incredible. And what about those like anti-aging whispers? Is there any truth to that?
That's definitely an area where the research is still ongoing for sure. Mm-hmm. But it is super interesting. So some scientists, they believe that because creatine can enhance cellular energy production and protect against oxidative stress,
right,
it could actually play a role in, you know, like slowing down the aging process overall.
Wow.
It's like the Holy Grail, right?
Right.
But it's important to remember that this is still like very early research. We need more long-term studies to really get a handle on these potential benefits.
Okay, so potentially promising, but too early to say for sure. Gotcha. Now let's talk about why this deep dive might be super insightful for our vegan and vegetarian listeners out there. You mentioned that creatine is mainly found in animal products. Could you elaborate on that a bit?
Oh, absolutely. Since creatine is primarily found in foods like red meat and fish, people who follow a vegan or vegetarian diet, they naturally have lower creatine stores compared to those who eat animal products.
Mm.
But it's not really a deficiency. It's more like they have a lower baseline. If that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So their bodies are still functioning perfectly fine.
So would you say that vegans and vegetarians, like, could they potentially benefit more from like creatine supplementation?
That's a question that comes up all the time, and it's a good one.
Yeah.
And while everyone's needs are different, you know, the research does suggest that vegans and vegetarians who supplement with creatine often see more noticeable benefits, especially when it comes to physical performance and cognitive function. Yeah, they might experience greater gains in areas like strength, endurance, and even those cognitive abilities, you know, like memory and focus, because they're starting from that lower baseline.
So it's like they're leveling the playing field in a way. That's fascinating. Now, with all these potential benefits, some listeners might be wondering about the safety and efficacy of creatine supplementation.
Oh, for sure. That's a super important consideration with any supplement. But the good news is that creatine monohydrate, it has this like really long and well-documented safety record.
Okay, good.
It's actually one of the most studied supplements out there, and the research consistently shows that it's safe for long-term use for most healthy individuals, whether they're young athletes or older adults.
That's reassuring, especially with all the, you know, kind of misinformation floating around online these days. But there are different forms of creatine available, right? You've mentioned creatine monohydrate specifically. So what makes creatine monohydrate like the top dog?
Well, for starters, it's the one that's been studied the most by far. And the research, you know, it consistently shows that it's effective and safe. Plus, let's be real, it's usually the most budget-friendly option, which is always a plus.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Now, I gotta ask about the dreaded loading phase. Is that, like, really necessary? I feel like I've heard different things.
Yeah, it's a common question. And you're right, it used to be the standard advice, you know, gotta load up. But honestly, more recent research suggests that just taking a consistent daily dose, like 3 to 5 grams, is plenty for most people.
Okay.
It might take a little longer to hit those peak creatine levels in your muscles, but hey, you also skip out on the potential side effects of loading. Like, you know, some people get a bit of an upset stomach and nobody wants that.
No, not at all. So no more creatine chugging contests.
Exactly.
Just like regular and consistent. I can get behind that. But even though it's considered like generally safe, are there any downsides or things that people should like be aware of before they add creatine to their routine?
That's smart to think about. Always good to be cautious with anything new. For the most part, creatine is really well tolerated. But it's always wise to, you know, listen to your body.
Right.
Pay attention if anything feels off. Like some people might experience a little digestive discomfort when they first start taking it, but that usually goes away pretty quickly once their body adjusts. And of course, if you've got any, you know, pre-existing medical conditions or you're taking any medications, definitely have a chat with your doctor or a registered dietitian before you add creatine to the mix, just to be on the safe side.
Always good advice when you're, you know, thinking about adding something new to your routine.
Yep.
Better safe than sorry.
Exactly. They can help you figure out if it's right for you,
yep,
you know, based on your health goals and all that.
Totally. Well, to kind of bring things full circle, it seems like creatine monohydrate is like way more than just a muscle building supplement for bodybuilders.
For sure. It's like this natural powerhouse with benefits that go way beyond what we initially thought.
Yeah. So whether you're looking to boost your workouts, sharpen your mind, or just support your overall health, creatine monohydrate might be something to explore. But as always, do your research, talk to your doctor, and see if it aligns with your goals and your lifestyle. And you know, you might just unlock some serious potential. This has been a really interesting deep dive into the world of creatine. Until next time, keep those brains engaged and bodies fueled.